Victory 91.5. Good morning. It's Rise and Stein. I guess all you can say right now is wow. And I was thinking as you were just unpacking this last part about Jesus' bride and Revelation, this is the kind of teaching you're going to get when we go to Israel. And it's not just going to be Ray teaching. It's going to be Pastor Don teaching. And we're going to have our guide from Israel. So would you just consider, just based on what you're hearing today and how powerful this is and how enlightened we're all going to be together in Jerusalem in September, just to go to victory915.com and click on the slide that says Go to Israel with us.
You really do need to do that soon, too. You know, for those of you who, it's that $300 deposit, we're doing a headcount because we're planning out buses and that kind of stuff. So you really need to do that soon. I know the deadline for the first deposit's in May, but we're in April, and we need to know if you're intending to go, then it would help us if you would go ahead and put that in, because obviously we've got to make decisions based on that response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if there's one bus filled, and there's one extra person, we can't just have a bus for...
Right. you could be left out.
I like my own bus. It is Study Your Spouse Thursday, special Study Your Spouse Thursday, as we're taking a look at studying Jesus' bride with Ray Haynes.
So, it's Passover. Tomorrow, we're going to really delve into the imagery that's in Passover, but today, we're giving the bigger picture of the bride of Christ and how that relates to Passover. We just saw God kind of bringing forth the rib out of Adam.
You mean it wasn't all about gefilte fish and chopped liver?
Praise God, no.
That was our house.
You know, it's funny. If you don't have the revelation, if you don't have the truth, all you have is the imagery. Mm. And for the Jews, for so long, I think to myself, the very first Passover I ever went to when I was a kid, I was going, you know, I'd been around the church, well, at that time, 10 or 11 years. Mm-hmm. And I was going, what? Mm-hmm. And realizing this, and I was going, how did they miss all of this?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the reality is, we see through the Spirit of God in us.
Right.
And this does make sense. And we have that revelation, but they didn't. And if there's ever a reason why we pray for the Jews to have revelation, it's when we look at all these things, especially at Passover, is you go, oh God, help them see, because you've blinded their eyes for this season. Mm-hmm. Open their eyes right to this revelation so they can get it. And we're actually, that's kind of a good intro to say, this next segment, the next two segments, going to really deal with women in a very unique way. We're going to look at the fallout of Eve. Why in every culture of the world are women abased so badly? You can go in the deep jungles and find the same thing happening. They're learning it from somewhere. It came from somewhere. Where would all that start and why? So since we're at the beginning, we're going to jump in for a little bit with Eve and Adam and see what happened there. So going back, Genesis 3, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Now, that's got to be the biggest understated verse in all of the Bible right there. Just like, all of creation hinges on that, and that's all you're going to say.
What happened after that?
So, when Paul describes this in Romans 5, he only focuses on Adam's sin. He doesn't even mention Eve. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come. And then later he shows the difference between Adam and Eve's actions. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. All right, so those totally different sins there. Mm-hmm. It looks like one thing, they're both doing the same thing, but they're totally different sins, all right? And the difference is really easy to miss, but it's so huge for us who are the bride of Christ. Eve was deceived, so she fell into sin. And we have this picture of the Apostle Paul. It's very similar. Even though I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. That's 1 Timothy. So, you know, we can't do a what would have happened if situation, but all we know is that what happened with Eve was very different from what happened to Adam, all right? In Genesis 3:20, after the sin and God's curses, Adam names his wife Eve because, and this is a quote, she'd become the mother of all the living. So she didn't even have a name before she sinned. They were together, they were one, they were in this, but Adam clearly knew that the mother's sin would now pass on to all of her children, so he gives her this name. But that's Eve. Adam's action was far worse. Eve's failure, according to the scriptures, came due to deception, but Adam knew what he was doing and chose to do it. So in other words, he made a conscious decision to sin, knowing of the results. So in reality, it's Adam who was the one who plunged mankind into death. But before you kind of take things out on Adam, throw any stones at him, let's take a look at the shadow that was being cast here. Keep in mind, Jesus is the second Adam, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first Adam knew death would result from eating the apple because he just saw Eve eat it and went, uh-oh. But he intentionally joined his bride in death when he ate. In a warped sort of way, that's kind of a sweet romantic gesture. The second Adam also knew death would result from becoming a man and taking the sins of man on himself on the cross, but he came anyways intentionally and tasted death for us. So even this little thing going on in the garden here, the fall of man, which looks so big, it's just a reflection over here. It's just a shadow of what's to come.
Right.
For if by the trespass of the one man, this is Romans 5, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? So after Adam names his wife, the next shadow of the Passover occurs. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. So God was the first to kill an animal to cover the sins of Adam and Eve. And later he'd be the one to give his own life to cover forever the sins of mankind. So you see Passover from the creation of Eve here to the covering of them, this first sacrifice, so to speak. So Passover actually begins 2,450 years before Moses kills the first Passover lamb, whose blood covered the doorpost of every Israelite home in Egypt. Because it's not about slavery or even the Israelites. They're just a player in the game. It's about God taking a bride. Now, coming up next, we're going to literally kick off our Passover with Leanna after I share, because the woman is so key. You just saw the fall, right? But the redemption is really, really cool. It's the best part of Passover, probably my favorite part of Passover. So we're going to let her share that part of it, to have a part in that. But I want to share what I think is an unforgettable story of a missionary I met 11 years ago, especially for women, will help explain why they're treated so badly in almost every culture. And this reaches back to the garden.
I'm so thankful that Leanna introduced me to these shadows through a Beth Moore study you were doing.
Yeah, the Psalms of Ascent. Highly recommended. If you, like me, didn't know anything about how the Old Testament tied and foreshadowed Jesus, that was a great starting point for me.
And just a couple of months ago, you were binge listening to our pastor. and it was a series called Shadows. Mm-hmm. Shadows. And so this is all coming together today. All of this will be posted on the Victory Facebook page, all of the audio and all of Ray's notes. It's a special Study Your Spouse Thursday, studying Jesus' bride on Victory 91.5. CBI.